Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What's going on, everyone? Jenna Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. Great to be with you on this Wednesday morning. Beautiful day throughout the Delaware Valley. And a big old day here today, as today is the official start of NFL free agency in a couple of hours. Obviously, it's already been a very active time for the Eagles and really, I guess, pretty much probably all these teams in the NFL from the legal tampering period, which continues for a few more hours, and NFL free agency widespread at 4 o'clock today. So we look forward to covering it all with you today, certainly doing so on the phone lines, 888-729-9494. Eagles have already gotten a lot done. There's more to do. We'll talk about it all. Sixers got something done last night. It was close. It was too close, but they did get the win over the Cavs. Spring training, of course, the Phils start in 15 days. We got NCAA conference tournaments. Flyers, some action last night, went against them with other teams winning. So we got a lot to cover tonight or today, and we'll do so with you on the phone lines, 888-729-9494. Joe DeCamera, Richie Rich. What's up, man?
Joe, this is crazy.
Ooh.
Studies have shown that young children, and it's specific young children, like under age 11.
Okay.
Can entirely regrow lost fingertips like a lizard regenerates a tail.
What?
Yes.
Is this real?
It's real, man. So if they lose a fingertip above the first joint and the doctor, you know, cleans it and doesn't stitch it, just allows it to regenerate.
Wow.
It will regenerate.
Like fingerprints and all, the whole thing?
The bone, the skin, the nail, the fingerprints,
wow.
All that.
This is one of my favorite facts.
It's crazy.
This is wild.
Well, there you go.
But you have to be under a certain age, and it can only be above that first, you know, just above the first joint.
That's
I'm not
going
to test this.
And it's
Joey.
Only kids.
I'm
no,
not
do not
it.
Test it.
No. So Ronnie Lott.
But we're talking about like hundreds of kids. They've watched this happen. Ronnie Lott was too old.
Too old.
Too
old. All right, let's get to it. Speaking of football, speaking of Ronnie Lott, speaking of great players, let's hit it today. 888-729-9494. Two huge NFL moves last night. Maybe you're awake for one, maybe both. But if you don't know the news, Odell Beckham traded from the Giants to the Browns last night. Le'Veon Bell signing with the New York Jets. All right, let's get to it, and especially from an Eagle standpoint here. Again, and we also want to hear from you on this day where free agency gets going. In real order, like actual free agency, what do you want to see the Eagles? Who do you want to see the Eagles acquire? What do you think of the areas of need for the Eagles? Obviously, they've checked a number of boxes already. Couple boxes left to check. Hit us up, 888-729-9494. What you want to see Howie Roseman do today, right out of the gate, free agency, 4 o'clock today. Now, John, the news of last night, and to me, the biggie, the one that really pertains to the Eagles the most, obviously, is Odell Beckham. He was in the division. Le'Veon Bell, we knew, was going to sign with someone. We knew the Jets were a viable possibility. He goes there. Beckham, division player against the Eagles. Obviously, a great player in pro football. There's no question about it. Overwhelming reaction around here and nationally, shredding the New York Giants for what they did last night. What are they doing? They're idiots. All this stuff everyone's saying, right? And, of course, the residual thought that it helps the Eagles. I cannot even begin to possibly tell you how much, John, I disagree with that thought. I can't believe so many people are ripping the Giants for trading Beckham. Let me just say this. And again, 888-729-9494. Odell Beckham, and I think those that have listened to me through the last year in particular have come to know, if you listen to our show consistently, Odell Beckham is easily my least favorite player in the NFL. I think he is the definition. If you look up in the dictionary, pain in the ass. You see a picture of Odell Beckham. He hasn't won anything. He got into, and he is a great player, guys. I get it. He got into a playoff game. He dropped two huge passes in that game versus the Packers a couple years ago. He hasn't won anything. He's a selfish, prima donna who was given the keys to New York to that franchise with the biggest contract in the history of the NFL for wide receiver, and 4 games into that contract, trashed everybody. The coach, the quarterback, talked about on ESPN, he didn't even know if he wanted to be in New York playing for the Giants, trashed them all. People talk about he's an international superstar. You know what he is? He's a bad leader. He's obviously a bad teammate. He's a bad face of the franchise because when the going gets tough, he doesn't want to dig down and be there. The Giants, I'm telling you, are going to be much better off without this guy. It's going to take them a little time to find their way. They're better off for getting rid of this guy. I am so anti-Odell Beckham. I can't believe the reaction. Because, oh, he's an international superstar. Oh, international superstar. What nonsense. And, John, in the long run, this actually will help the Giants and therefore hurt the Eagles from that standpoint. Beckham is the epitome of the athlete that drives me nuts in the present day. It got tough in his town with his team, and he always talked about wanting to be elsewhere, and finally he's elsewhere. But I'm telling you, John, the people that think the Giants are in the wrong for trading Beckham, they don't know what they're talking about. What do you think? 888-729-9494. What do you make of it?
I think the Giants are crazy. I think you are crazy. Dave Gettleman is just truly idiotic. What he did, if you were planning on getting rid of Odell Beckham Jr., why did you just re-up him to one of the richest contracts in NFL history 7 months ago? And why did you create a situation where you're now sitting on $16 million in dead cap because you chose to do this now? For a return that's, okay, Jabril Peppers, a first-round pick, a third-round pick, like, Odell Beckham Jr. was really the only thing that could beat the Eagles. Odell Beckham Jr. is one of 3 players in history with more than one 150-yard game against the Eagles.
Yeah.
In history.
You know how many of those games the Giants won? One.
Joe.
One game, John.
Odell Beckham Jr. is the only thing that gave them a chance against the Eagles, and now he's not there. Like, it is a dumpster fire in New York City.
Oh, it is a dumpster fire. Like, I agree with
there
that.
There is no doubt this hurts the Giants as a team playing the Eagles this year. Like, I'm thrilled. This is great
for
us.
Yeah, but they're going to build it back up.
They will.
John, let me tell you
something,
They're going
to build it back up with Jabril Peppers.
Oh, they're going to build
it. And they do such a masterful job with their draft picks that they're going to turn that first and a third into magic. They're not.
Yeah, I'm just telling you, man.
Odell Beckham Jr. in hand, and you let him go elsewhere, that is great for us.
Yeah, I disagree. I mean, short term, in 1 year, sure. Okay, they have a big cap hit. I get it. They're basically saying, you know what? Enough of this. Enough of this guy's nonsense. Enough of his noise. Enough of him. Because if it's not
Eli, you don't
Eli,
get the benefits of what he does on the field, and you're still paying for him.
Yeah, for 1 year.
This is great.
Yeah, for 1 year. Listen, man.
For 1 year. Like, what are you? You're looking ahead to 3 years down the road. I don't care. I care about right now.
Yeah,
I care about this season.
Yeah.
Odell Beckham Jr. being in the AFC North is awesome for us. That's how can you not agree? Like, yes, he's a jerk, but he's still an incredible football player.
Because they weren't going anywhere.
He's still uncoverable.
He's not uncoverable. He's phenomenal. Oh, yeah. He's not uncoverable. They weren't going anywhere with him. He's a jerk. He is the epitome of the athlete that wants to run for the hills when things get tough. I mean, John, I can't believe you with your mentality, how you played the game. Would you want Odell Beckham as your teammate? Would you?
What does that have to do with anything?
Building a team
is better off not having to play him.
I just totally disagree.
You somehow disagree with that? You would rather face, Sterling Shepard?
The Eagles were going to beat the Giants twice anyway. By the way, they almost didn't last year. It was a close home game. Look, the Giants messed up when they chose to keep Eli Manning.
It's close when these teams play, regardless.
It typically
and this
is.
Guy
First
is
game wasn't,
the but... type of player who can put you over the top because he can take he can take any a short 1 yard pass and take it to the house, hit his head on the goalpost at any point in time. I'm thrilled. I'm glad that's no longer in New York City.
And he did
because
that...
we don't have to worry about it.
Sure. And he did that these past 2 years to the tune of what, John? How many wins did the Giants have? Was it like 8? Was it 3 and then 5? Was it 5 and then 3? What the hell was it?
Do you?
They weren't winning.
So, and that now they have less of a chance to win.
Yeah, listen, I'm just telling you. I know from an Eagles standpoint, a lot of people look. There's two different things going on. There's just the general reaction of Beckham, which is overwhelmingly blasting the Giants. I disagree with that narrative. Then there's the, okay, causality, what it means for the Eagles. And it's just, to me, this is bad for the Eagles from the standpoint that it will reset the Giants onto the right road. They were on the wrong road.
No, it won't.
They were on the wrong road.
What makes you think they're on the right road now?
Because
they got Eli Manning as their quarterback.
No, that's a bad road. I agree with that. I've been
very
clear about
that. You just traded Odell Beckham Jr. for Jabril Peppers.
Yeah, John, and a first-round pick and a third-round pick.
Oh, yeah. Well, again, like I said, those draft picks, Dave Gettleman, what does he normally net you in the draft? The guy has no idea what he's doing. If he did, he wouldn't have re-signed Odell.
John, how would you
to
make
this massive deal?
Let me ask you a question.
That's now creating almost, you know, we're talking $20 million they're paying this year to a guy who's on a different team.
Let me ask you a question. As either a player that played for football and the NFL, or as a fan of sports who has a platform as a talk show host, in either scenario, how would you feel if a Philadelphia sports team signed a magnificent player, and he is, there's no question, a magnificent player to the highest contract ever given to his position in his sport, whether it's the Phillies, Flyers, Sixers, or Eagles, and four games into the new contract, rips everybody around him and insinuates that he doesn't want to be there, four games into being given the keys to the castle? Is that someone you really think that you would want to build it forward here in Philadelphia?
That's a disaster.
Why it's good for them that they traded him.
I don't care about building it forward for the Giants. I don't care about any of that. I don't care about his personality. I care about the bottom line. The question here is,
bottom line,
are the Eagles
anything
better off playing against Odell Beckham Jr. twice a year or not playing against Odell Beckham Jr. twice a year? They're better off not having to face the guy who's had success against them even when no one else can.
Dead wrong. Because chemistry matters, and this guy was a chemistry killer. 888-729.
So now they've developed. Now they'll develop chemistry in his absence.
Hey, look, they're going to struggle this year, but they're going to get on the road. They're going to get
like
on the road.
You're totally
sooner.
Missing the truth of the matter here.
Okay.
That this guy is that good a player, we should be relieved he is no longer in town for the Giants to be able to utilize.
888-729-9494. Reaction to the news of Beckham being traded. What it means from an Eagles standpoint. Obviously, we'll talk all about NFL free agency today, which begins officially today at 4 o'clock. We know Hicks is out the door. We expect Foles to be announced as the Jags quarterback. That'll probably be after our show today once that's allowed to be official at 4 o'clock. But it's a big old day. Eagles got some needs to address, running back, linebacker, some depth, obviously D-line, O-line, all that. We'll hit it all. 888-729-9494.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.